counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Thanks for tuning in for another week of The Countdown. It is the Earshot 20, and we're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. Brian, always good to hang out with you, brother.
Yeah, looking forward to 2 hours of fine new music as we bring you every single week. It's going to be a good one.
Magical. Magical, I call it. So we've got a plan. I really like this plan.
I don't know about this plan. What's happening?
Yes, you do. We discussed this.
Oh, okay.
We've got a plan for a couple of weeks from now that we're going to make some predictions. We're going to have a prediction show because it is our Fun Drive episode as well. And we thought it'd be fun to do some predictions. So I put it out to you in Facebook land. And I'm actually going to check Facebook in a little bit to see if anybody from last week posted to us. Probably not. But
they don't believe you anymore. They probably
Said to post. I wasn't putting a poll up.
I
just said to post. But I'm putting it out to you as well. Do you have any predictions? In a couple of weeks, Brian and I will be doing a predictions episode predicting who could be in the top 20 of 2015. I know that's hard because normally the list is the top 200, but you could have a pretty good guess. I haven't decided what the prize will be yet, but I'm going to make sure there's a prize. And if you guess correctly an artist within the top 20, your name will be put in, and I'll sweeten the prize even more. If you guess the number one, or if you call it, you don't have to call the number where they're going to fall, but if you call number one, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and you call number one and you get it right, you win the grand prize.
You only have to wait 2 months to find out.
Hey, 2 months, man. That's not a long time. No. We've run contests over a month and a half.
It's true.
So if somebody, could you imagine?
Yes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
An educated guess, or would it just be a shot in the dark?
No, I think people could guess.
An educated guess. Okay. Well, there you go. So that's what's coming up in the next couple weeks.
I mean, there's still several weeks to go, but
there are. And there could be some new stuff coming out that kind of, you know, makes ripples. But I think the number one position, there's probably some clear front runners who have sat at the number one spot for several weeks in the top 50. So those are typically the ones that you normally see in the top of the top 200. So, but anyway, check it out, facebook.com/earshot20. Before we get to the predictions episode, that's 2 weeks away. I jumped the gun. We need to get through this episode first, and hopefully we will.
Let people know what's going on.
Yeah, so Earshot is the site where I don't know why. I felt like maybe I might have been here by myself. Earshot is where we get the charts from. It is where the National Top 50 is published. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over to the website.
Yeah, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and all kinds of fine staff and volunteers across this great country. And they compile the National Top 50. This week, we're counting down the top 20 albums for the week ending Tuesday, October 6th. 2015. That top 50 list is made up of top 30 lists from campus community radio stations across Canada, about 30 or so stations reporting every single week. And we also find specialty charts for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. Lots of reviews, interviews, and much more as well. And that includes a recent interview from our friend Scott Wood of Fake Tears, who are a band we've heard on the show before, and we're going to hear again this week as well. In the not too distant future. So go and check all of that great stuff out if you want to become informed about the Canadian music landscape as it sits this week.
Ooh, listen to you with the big words like landscape.
That's not
Canadian music sits. you've got all the good radio lingo. I love it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. To our home on Facebook and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, or if you represent an emerging Canadian band or artist. That's what I love about Trevor. He just sends us all kinds of goodies. We've got an interview this week with David Picco. He has a new album coming out November. We're going to be talking to him about that album, and we'll be playing something from the release that is forthcoming. That's coming up in this hour of the program, plus Stephen Karlik will join us, and we have the first 10 of the top 20 all lined up. When we come back, very shortly, we'll tell them about, because we got to get to the music. I feel like we've talked a lot. We'll tell them about some of the things that have fallen off the charts a little later on. We'll save that. It'll be like dessert. We're going to give them a bit of their meal now.
Sounds good.
Where are you? Where do you go with me? Yes. Where do you disappear to? I feel like you just wait until I stop talking. You're like, oh, that's my cue.
Mostly it.
All right, well, go ahead.
All right, we're sitting still at number 20 this week. It is Dilly Dally. They had a new record out on Buzz Records just recently called Soar, and we heard from that last week. We're going to hear it again kicking off our show this week as well. We're going to hear a track called Get to You. We're going to hear Wild for the Night, Ego Land by Chaos. His latest record also sits still this week at number 19, Can't Fly Without Gravity. And last week's number 3 all the way down to number 18, Hagface hanging on with the album R.I.P. You're about to hear a track called Rip It.
Stick around, there's more on the way. Here's Dilly Dally, your number 20 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
Didn't say I won't. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
West Coast, East Coast, this is your legal dose.
Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, the real legitness.
Uh-huh.
Blast off, rock up, feel good, here we go.
Cheat, cheat with a bitter belt. Beep, 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 beep when I be the man. Backwards recoup when I'm in a man. Don't you cheat, think that I'm at a plus. Got Rico coat when I'm in a bus. Got cute, cute, cute with a coat with an overcute. But you can pop the bubble with us. Huh. Back with the info. They took you hook, line, sinker, low. All these verses sound so slow. Rappers let my people go. Focus, focus, make it last. Rock MCs and I take the stash. Watch this face and evade them, fake them. Let's make this fast. Crown watching, flopping, plotting, hope raising, stocking. This game ain't saying nothing. Hip hopping is Jeffrey Dahming. So down dumbing. The village no longer slumming. But I've been bombing since Sunday morning. The coming.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight.
It wasn't even supposed to happen. You acted as your own assassin. So now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight. Get it right.
Yeah, what's up, Toronto? I'm Johnny Depp, like Tano, the Aboriginal man. You'll pass me the bottle so we can celebrate Tito. This is my motto, that you too can get it. Like Bono, fly soprano, a tenor that sings staccato. That one in the talent lotto, you commercialized my style. Took it to town, then you drove around a while. But now I want it back with some interest on the cow. Chicken bone me, chicken bone me, chicken went foul. And did you know, whenever I go, my style is wide. Okay, get computer rap. Took it back to the crew, enemy attack. Watch it, don't let me make it back. Rocket so futuristic, black. Cocky suit, cut a okie dokie. Bone face, no face, make it crack. Dr. Chang, man, I'm so funky. Like a funky edit, act, dag. Whoa, dag, jack, 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 jack. Time's running out. Yo, time's running out.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight.
It wasn't even supposed to happen. You spit your calculated fashion. So now you got me wild for the night.
This thing is out of sight. Get it right.
Repeat, I get out, bitch, and fucking dead. This is like-
That was Rip It by Hagface at number 18. Down from number 3 is The Record on Hand. Psychic Handshake, RIP, sitting still at number 19. Chaos this week with the album Can't Fly Without Gravity. You heard Wild for the Night, Egoland. We kicked it all off this week at number 20 from Dilly Dally. It was a track called Soar, and that one is Get to You.
All right, taking a break from the charts now as we head to the phone lines. Chatting with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor at Exclaim and, of course, brings us our music news every single week. Stephen, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to the program.
It's a long way to carry music news.
It is, and I know, but you've got an alpaca and you have two very hefty pouches, so you make it every week. It's great.
Yeah. With a fine beard.
Yeah, I'm not sure that an alpaca is actually the way to transport anything, let alone music news, but whatever, we'll go with it. So we've got all kinds of great stuff to talk about. And I know that we mentioned this probably a couple of weeks or a few weeks ago, that now that all the big festivals are coming to an end, a lot of tours are now starting to be announced. And we start that off, we start off the music news with some news about Joanna Newsom and a tour.
Yeah, I think in a previous episode I talked about her plans for her latest LP, which is titled Divers. Maybe the last album of the year that I'm the most excited about, maybe that and Grimes. But Divers, on its way October 23rd, courtesy of Drag City. And now she's finally announced a North American tour. This is her first one in 5 years. It'll begin in Boston on December 6th and will work its way north of the border for only one show in Canada, unfortunately, for now. And that's on December 14th in Toronto. The whole thing will wrap up on December 18th in Madison, Wisconsin. She has, of course, leaked two tracks from the album so far, named Sapo Conicon and Leaving the City, both of which you can hear at exclaim.ca. But if you can make your way, if you're from Montreal, you might be able to get either to Toronto or to Boston. If you are from Winnipeg, you might be able to make your way down to St. Paul, Minnesota, where she's playing. So if you can catch her on this tour, the album's going to be fantastic. And when I saw her last in 2010, it was absolutely mind-blowing. So do yourself a favor.
It's December, so what's an early Christmas present to yourself, right? You take a little bit of time off of work, get that vacation time racked up, and head to Toronto. I mean, what could be more magical?
Maybe go somewhere warmer, yeah. but Toronto's fun. It is actually, most of these shows are sort of northern and eastern, Pennsylvania, D.C., New York State, Massachusetts. So it will be cold anyway. Come down to Toronto, say hi, and enjoy the show.
Awesome. All right, we'll move on to our next story, which you had to explain to me who Lil Bub was. So I don't know. Maybe you're going to have to put a little preamble in there for our listeners. But anyway, Lil Bub, album.
I'm pretty sure everyone's heard of Lil Bub, Anthony.
except for this guy, apparently.
Except for this guy.
Yeah.
In case you're unaware of Lil Bub, he is a very memeable cat with big, adorable eyes and a tongue that is perpetually hanging out of his mouth. He is adorable. But for some reason, he also has an album coming out, which I cannot explain. That album from Lil Bub, his debut, of course, will be out December 4th, courtesy of Joyful Noise, and it's called Science and Magic, A Soundtrack to the Universe, and arrives as a series of 11 carefully crafted instrumentals, according to the press release. And the statement is written by none other than Andrew W.K., he of Party Hard fame, explaining that Bub, quote, wrote the music and used the musicians on this album. Of note, the guys tasked with pulling off the performances are the Cat's owner, Mike Berdavsky, and his friend and official Bubby Sitter. My apologies. That wasn't that was not mine. That is what he's called, Matt. So I literally have no idea what to expect from this album. It's coming out, like I said, on December 4th, courtesy of Joyful Noise. You can see an In the Studio with Lil Bub video at exclaim.ca, as well as a track list. Maybe just a big cash-in, maybe surprisingly good, we'll see, but at the very least, it can't be as bad as Meow the Jewels.
Who knows? This is, I hope it makes the charts, to be honest, because then we'll have the opportunity to give Lil Bub the credit that that cat so deserves.
Track 5 is called Good Job in all caps, so I'm hoping that's the single.
Yeah, and the theme for the entire album, hopefully,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking, you said Meow the Jewels, let's talk about Run the Jewels and some news about their potential collaboration with Jack White.
Yeah, now that their All Cat rendition of their last album is out, they are moving on to bigger things. They recently opened for Jack White at Madison Square Garden in New York, and the musicians posed for a backstage photo together. Now White has linked up with the rappers once again, and it seems that he might be making a cameo on their next album. Although nothing has been confirmed, White evidently met up with the rappers on October 5th when they swung through Nashville for a live show. They posed for a photo that you can see at exclaim.ca in which Jack White, Killer Mike, and LP are all holding their hands in the Run the Jewels signature fist and gun position. The most tantalizing part of the photo is in the hashtags, as Third Man Records' tweet about the meetup was tagged #RTJ3JW. Run the Jewels have already indicated that they were working on their album Run the Jewels 3, which is what RTJ3 obviously stands for. The JW is clearly Jack White, and we're thinking because there's a hashtag, it indicates that maybe they will be working together on something else. Of course, that's just a little bit of hope on our part, but the hashtag does suggest that this is more than just a one-time run-in and that they are working together on music. But Exclaim will report that if we get anything more on it.
It'll make for a really interesting project for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they've worked with a number of cool artists, but certainly this is tantalizing.
Awesome. All right, we are going to get back to the charts because we've got more music to bring you. But, Stephen, we will get back to you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian is going to let you know what's coming up next.
Fake Tears are back into the program. They have a new one on Mint Records called Night Shifting, up from number 28 to number 17. You're going to hear a track called Hearts Break Loud. And Cœur de Piaule is at number 16, down from number 8 from the album Roses. You're going to hear a track called The Climb.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Subtle is a sound that lives underground. I've heard it all before. Sick like all my bones that break when they talk. I don't know if I'll walk if you're not by my side. What it means to belong, that's all that we want. I've heard you run away just to be the same as all that they want. I heard you were gone by the morning, so I climbed to my phone to whispers heard no more. And every time I look, I lose control. I'll find this girl who yells, who sleeps beneath the rain. And every time I try, I lose again. Lakes and trees collide where I hid my heart. I wish you could have seen all the black between the day you stole my time and the night when you became mine. Oh, you won't hold my hand, you're gone where we see the sun is rising last. All of its glory, I think you forgot if you ever cared for me. So I climb to my fall to whispers heard no more. And every time I look, I lose control. I'll find this girl who yells, who sees beneath the rain.
That was The Climb by Coeur de Pirat off of the album Roses, and that one is at number 16, down from number 8. Before that, number 17, up from 28, Fake Tears from the record Night Shifting. You heard Hearts Break Loud.
All right, hope you're enjoying the countdown this week and so far. Lots more music to bring you, but before we do that, we are going to get to a feature for this episode of the Earshot 20. You know, we do this every once in a while when we get some emails sent in, and it's great that we have a chance to talk to this great Canadian artist. David Picco is a Newfoundland native who now resides in Toronto, and his musical catalog spans nearly 10 years, with his first album released in 2006. David now has a brand new album set to drop on November 6th, and he's here to talk about it. David, welcome to the Earshot 20.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Just to clarify, I actually lived in Toronto for 12 years. Now I live back in St. John's.
Oh, so it's vice versa. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's confusing. I've been back and forth, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned there 2006 for your first album, but I'd assume that music has probably been in your life longer than 10 years.
Yeah, I've been, I've always had a real passion for music. I never really started playing, though, until I was probably 15 or so, started playing guitar. And by the time I was 18 or 19, I started singing and playing some clubs around St. John's and stuff. And a couple years after that, I started writing songs around the time that I moved to Toronto. And from there, I've just been trying to put music out as often as I can over the last 10, 10 years or so.
And your newest release, titled Start Again, is as I said, set to drop in November. How long did it take you to record this album?
Well, in terms of the actual hours I spent in the studio, I wouldn't say it took that long, but it was over a period of time of about a year, because I funded the album on my own. And, you know, that stuff can get pretty pricey and stuff, so I just kind of got in there when I could and, you know, got it sounding the way I wanted to sound. I like a fairly, I wouldn't say it's a stripped down album, it's probably probably the one of the more produced kind of albums I put out, but it's, I think it's a good mix of not going too over the top with the production. So I wouldn't say it took that long, but you know, I definitely put my work in for sure.
And from album number one until now, do you feel that there's been a growth or progression throughout that time in terms of your music, in terms of the style or the sound and evolution in that?
Yeah, definitely. I would say lyrically, I've always kind of had my own style of kind of, I guess I would say, like a personal kind of style as a lyricist. You know, but musically, it's definitely changed. And lyrically, I mean, there are things that have changed too, but I would say musically, it's definitely changed quite a bit. You know, it's, this album is definitely the closest thing to a rock and roll album, I think, that I've made, you know.
And so you'll celebrate the release of Start Again with a show at the Dakota Tavern in Toronto on November 5th, and you'll also perform a hometown release show at the Fat Cat in St. John's on November 21st. Any other plans for touring at this point?
Well, I'm thinking about it. If I did tour, I mean, I've done my share. I've done a little bit of touring over the years, because when I was based out of Toronto, it was easier. You know, because I had all the cities around in Ontario, and you could go anywhere. But being back in Newfoundland, obviously being on the island, it's a bit of a haul and stuff. And I have a 5-year-old, my stepdaughter and stuff here, and my girlfriend. So it's hard to it'd be hard to get away for more than a couple of weeks, you know, to do like a national tour. So it's kind of up in the air right now. I'm going to see what happens with the album, and you never know.
Well, if you want to hear more from David Picco, you can head over to SoundCloud and check out the song Here I Am from the album, which will be available in full on November 6th. David, thanks for chatting, and best of luck with the release.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Here's Nearshot Extra for you this week. David Picco and Here I Am from the album Start Again. Stick around for more of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Here I am.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14. We'll be right back.
one's called Cosa. 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 Cosa.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Cosa Cosa by the Soul Jazz Orchestra. They're back into our program this week with their latest album, Resistance, up from number 30 to number 14. And before that, we heard .NET by Battles, up one spot to 15 from the album that Anthony is all about on Warp Records, Lottie Dottie. And before that, we heard from our friend, our new friend, David Pico.
Oh, and but Steven's still our friend too.
Oh, sure. You can have more than one friend. And we heard a track from his latest album. That track is called Here I Am. So check that one out. And a name I've heard of before but didn't really know. And it's nice to hear from him. And we received that new album here at the station, our host station of this program. So hopefully we'll see that one in the charts in the near future.
Yeah, good stuff. And with that, there are only a few more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. Of course, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show for Canada Campus and Community Radio Stations and what they report to earshot-online.com. And that is all brought to us by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. We thank them all very much for that, because that makes mine and Brian's job really easy. Otherwise, we'd have to make it up every week, and that wouldn't be a true chart either. We just
Brian and Anthony chart.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I like.
Hey, here's the band I really like this week.
Lots of people do that every week. Those are just called radio shows.
All right. Well, we have three more tracks to play. I also have a bit of wisdom to impart on people.
All right.
I'm going to tell you this before we go to the next track. So for phones, if you're a phone, if you have a phone,
column of our program.
Yeah. So if you own a cellular device and the charging hole port is in the bottom of the phone, what you might not know is that over time, if you're putting the phone in your pocket, lint builds up. I didn't know this until I watched a video. So last night, I carefully took lint out of the port and it started charging properly again. I didn't realize why it wouldn't.
It was broken?
Yeah. Because I could wiggle it around. That's not normal. I was like, oh no, it's broke. No, I just had to take the lint out. Freaking dust bunnies hanging out in there. Anyway. And there's your tech advice for the week on the Earshot 20.
Don't be dirty.
Yeah.
Clean out your phone.
Yeah.
And so if you have filthy pockets.
Anyway, three more tracks. Let's do it.
All right. It debuted at number 42 last week. It's a new compilation from Daptone. This is called Daptone Gold 2. It's at number 13. We'll hear a track from that compilation. We have a debut at number 12. It's the newest from Metric called Pagans in Vegas. And a big old set of tunes here as we close it out at number 11, down two spots with Mac DeMarco, another one. And we'll let you know all about that and the tracks you heard from those releases when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Whatever I want, whatever I do, whatever I say, whatever I make, whatever I spend, whatever I say. The sound of the club, the kiss on your lips, it should be mine. The people you meet, the people you trust, the people you find. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. Sky high in better times, when love was hard to find. Sky high in better times, with my blind Valentine. Sky high in harder times, when love, my friend, was blind. Sky high in harder times, with my blind Valentine. Your house in that town, the window that frames the view that you saw. You keep racing down that hill, but you never fall. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. That's the difference, baby, between your whole life.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was My House by the Water by Mac DeMarco, down from number 9 to number 11 this week. His latest album is called Another One. A big debut this week at number 12 for the latest from Metric called Pagans in Vegas. You heard a track from that one called Blind Valentine. And we kicked off this set of tunes with a compilation from Daptone Records called Daptone Gold 2 at number 13, up from its debut of 42 the week before. We heard a track by the Dap Kings called Thunderclap.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. We are counting down the charts every week from earshot-online.com. We do it out of Local 107.3 FM, and that is in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. RadioForAll.net to download the program and podcast the show if you'd like through iTunes. Back in a minute with more of the charts, the top 10, Stephen, and more. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.